Brian Tagliaferro is Director of Development for HarborCare. Brian joins us live. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios this morning, talking about Friday's Operation Stand Down event for veterans. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate you having us on and really shining a spotlight on this.
Well, I think the biggest challenge you and I have, Brian, is getting the word out for veterans to come Friday, because you're going to have, like a job fair, if you will. And it's not a job fair, but when you go to a fair, you get all these people in a room. You've assembled a lot of veteran service groups, so we need to get veterans there Friday, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Communicating to veterans that these services are out there to support them, and that it's okay to seek help is really important. And so this stand down event is a way to really demonstrate to the veterans that the communities and the state is there to support them and make it easy for them to come in, create camaraderie with fellow veterans, and access the supports that they need.
And Brian, we need to tell veterans and their care, all veterans and folks they're with, that this is around the corner. This is the day after tomorrow, Friday. Tell us where in Nashua. It goes from 10 to 3. We're live 9 to noon to get people there. Tell us exactly the who, what, when, where.
Sure. So, yes, as you said, it's this Friday from 10 to 3 in downtown Nashua. 45 High Street is the address. That's at our community health center right down there in Nashua.
And can people just show up, or do you want them to pre-register on the website?
Just
HarborCareNH. What's that?
They can just show up.
And again, if they haven't been to something like this, tell us about some of the specific, the variety, the depth and the width of some of the veteran service groups that are going to, the resources that are going to be available for veterans.
Sure. So, it's if you need housing, there's going to be support for housing. If you're in need of, mental health counseling and support services, there's going to be a variety of resources available with that. If you've been sort of putting off dental care because you don't have dental benefits, our dental clinician is going to be there providing screenings. If you just could use a haircut, or there's going to be a barber there. If you're struggling with addiction and you're seeking perhaps some support there, there's going to be resources there to help you. And so we're trying to create every opportunity possible for veterans to get the care and support that they need, because challenges that folks face aren't always very simple. They're layered, and so oftentimes there's more than one support that someone might need, and we want to make it as easy for them to be able to access what's available to them. And for many, they just don't know that there's all these supports there for them.
Yeah, right. And Brian, real quickly before we go, you have a passion for this and a clear expertise. Just tell us about your background, how long you've been with HarborCare, and why this Operation Stand Down. It takes a lot of work to get 50 groups there to reach hopefully thousands of veterans. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I've been with the organization for just about 3 years now, and for me, it's all about sort of doing work that helps individuals realize their potential and just kind of being part of that. And for folks that have signed up to serve our country and to pay the ultimate sacrifice, the least that we can do is create opportunities for them at home to realize their potential. I think that's just part of the contract that we agree to as a society when we have veterans who are willing to put their lives on the line.
Brian, thank you so much. Well, again, this Friday, 10 to 3, we're going to be there live 9 to noon, HarborCare, 45 High Street, Nashua. Be there and take advantage of this. It's I don't remember a time we've gotten so many groups together. I'm really looking forward to it, Brian.
I appreciate it, Jack. Yes, looking forward to it as well. And again, thank you for putting the spotlight on this.
And people can learn more at HarborCareNH.org, HarborCareNH.org. Thank you, Brian. Look forward to seeing you real soon here.
All right, thanks, Jack. Take care.